Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
Game remaining here, the third and final one on this Thursday. Welcome back to the Thunder Classic on 103.9 KNZA. No video channels. It's all just the voice of myself, Justin Fluke, and John Holliday with radio coming at you. And Nemaha Central and Marysville is our matchup. Nemaha Central and Marysville set to meet here with the winner to play St. Mary's in the championship game. The loser of this will play in third place on Saturday against Colton. Real quickly to catch you up to date on games earlier today, St. Mary's beat Jackson Heights 50-18. So St. Mary's is 2-0. Jackson Heights is 0-2 in the tournament. Jackson Heights will face Hiawatha, who's also 0-2 after they fell to Holton 58-43. So Holton awaits the loser of this game for third, and the winner of this game will play St. Mary's for first place. Nemaha Central and Marysville both getting the wins yesterday. Nemaha Central barely over Hiawatha, 49-45. And Marysville played a terrific first half and struggled throughout the final two quarters. They had built a 24-point lead and was able to hold on and win by 12, 48-36 the final, as Marysville beat Jackson Heights yesterday. So quite a long way off for these teams. And then coming back at it with three games in 4 days and playing here for the second straight night. Nemaha Central, coached by John Thomas, it's his 34th year here in Seneca. Marysville, led by Scott Brown, his 10th year. Marysville is a state tournament team, actually state runner-up team last year in Class 3A. Nemaha Central didn't make it to state, but boy, did they have a big win in a sub-500 season as they upset undefeated Sabetha, their rival, in the sub-state semifinals 1 year ago. So it's Nemaha Central and Marysville here coming up tonight with the winner to have a shot to claim the title in this Thunder Classic. Don't forget to follow our website, mscsports.net, for all the latest updated brackets, scores, results, and what games are ahead the next couple of days. The sports department keeping you updated online at mscsports.net and here on Kansas Land Radio. John Holliday, my partner, and we got to paint the picture, my friend. There is no video for this game, audio only. So give me some words to describe what your thoughts are and what you think could happen here between Marysville and Nemaha Central tonight.
Well, you look at Nemaha Central team, and they look like that gorilla. They're big, they're long in the paint. They got some athletic guards that maybe shoot as well as the Otak kid does. But they by looking at them on paper, they should dominate the paint and the glass. And if they do that, I think you're going to see Nemaha come away with the victory. If Marysville, very athletic, they'll have a lot of size to them. The Otak kid can create his own shot. He's a great shooter. Makes people around him, passes the ball well, makes people around him better. But if Nemaha plays defense like they did in the second half last night, you got to like the Nemaha Valley or Nemaha Central possibility as they take the floor tonight against Marysville.
Nemaha Central got a big night, as Coach mentioned, in the paint from Abe Hilbert, as he scored 18 against Hiawatha last night. Marysville was led in their win over Jackson Heights by Will Otot, who had 20 points. Nemaha Central will be the home team on their home floor. They're in the white uniforms here. Their starters for Coach John Thomas include Evan Olberding, a 5'9 junior. Also Trent Thomas, a 5'11 senior in the backcourt. Cooper Kramer is a 6'1 senior, and then inside you have Colby Free, a 6'8 junior, and Abe Hilbert, a 6'4 senior for Nemaha Central. Hilbert, Free, Kramer, as well as Olberding, Thomas for the Thunder. For Marysville, they're using their same starters. Will Otop, the 6'1 junior, leading the way. Silas Miller, a 5'10 senior. It's a very senior lad. Blake Spicer, a 6'2 senior. He scored 12 last night. Also starting for the Bulldogs is Jordan Miller, a 5'11 junior. And one more that I'm missing. Coach, it's Connor Lee, 5'9", sophomore.
Connor Lee, yeah, he's starting.
Connor Lee is starting as well. There's your starting lineups for Marysville and Emoth Central. We owe you a pregame timeout as we step away here for the national anthem. So we'll take a break and be back to tip this one off. Right after this, you're on FM 103.9 KNZ.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers. Scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Blind Villain bringing us back for the break. We're set for basketball. Emoth Central and Marysville here on KNZA. With Valley League tournament continues. Couple quarterfinals. Centralia and D-West playing tonight as well on Sister Station 92.1. KMZA TVL tournament in Onega. Free for Emoth Central and Marysville jumping it up. Brian Siemens and the tip won by Emoth Central in their home whites. They'll move from right to left on your dial here in the first half. Thomas to Olberding. Olberding up top to Hilbert. Marysville man-to-man. Trent Thomas around a screen by Hilbert.
Charge.
And a charge foul on Trent Thomas, who's first. So quick question. I was mentioning Emoth Central's biggest win. Last year, Emoth Central only went 10-13. But, of course, in the sub-state semis, they upset their rival. Sabathu had an undefeated season. Was ranked number one in the state all year. Here's a three by Siemens. That's no good. Emoth rebounds. Here's my thought and question. Do you think John Thomas apologized to Scott Berger for ending his career that way?
No.
Okay. Didn't think so, probably. I know they're friends, but they're
friends,
also big rivals.
You know, and it was, we've talked about that, the Scott Berger-John Thomas rivalry. I mean, the John Holliday Mike Terpening rivalry, the John Holliday Scott Berger rival, you know, it's a you wanted to beat their brains in when you played them, but once the game was over, you went back to being buddies and you called to see what's going on, getting the scout from people. So I don't think so. Not if you're Sabetha Nemhall.
Good to know. Here's a shot up and in. Colby Free stands at 6'8" and able to elevate, puts in our first 2 points of the game, and the Thunder take the lead. Central had only played one game since the break, a win against Jeff West by 11 prior to last night. Here's a foul as the lean-in shot by Marysville's Will Otop will get him to the line. As you mentioned, likes to get to the line and a good free throw shooter, able to create on offense. Second foul on Nima Haas, the first on Colby Free.
This is one of those fouls that Free picked up one. He's penalized for being 6'8". Pretty good job defensively. Otop created the contact, but the foul got on Free.
First free throw, no good. Second is good, and Marysville's on the board, trailing 2-1 here against the Thunder. Otot made his first five, but then missed his last four free throws last night. Now a traveling call on Trent Thomas, who had a charge against him early, and that's a couple turnovers by the Thunder, who will go to their bench. Thomas out, in comes Carter Rodinghouse, the senior for Nemaha Central. Tough start for Thomas. We'll see how it might affect him. Otot will set it up here against Rodinghouse. Bulldogs in the road, blacks, white numerals, red trim. Backdoor cut to the baseline, faking the shot. Now Connor Lee up top, an open three. It's Spicer off the back iron. Rebound tipped, and here come the Thunder. They got numbers. It's Holberding in transition to the left by a defender. Stops, pops, and didn't get the roll. Free tips it, no. Free again, yes. Plus a foul. Colby free.
A great hustle play on his part, man. He was trailing the play the whole way down the floor as Holberding went to the rim and missed the first tip in, but stayed with it, got the second one, goes to the foul line. Shoot the charity.
Is that the second foul on Will Otot?
It is.
Ooh.
That may hurt.
Stay out there on the floor, but that could be a game changer as Colby Free leads the three-point play. He's got all 5 points for Nemaha Central, leads 5-1. We're nearly 2 minutes in. Nice find to Otot there to the basket, a finger roll and a foul, and Otot back to the line. He was 1-for-2, his first trip tonight. Kramer picks up foul this time. Top. First free throw. Good. Confidence in a coach if a player gets two fouls in less than two minutes, and you just keep going, right?
Yeah, that's pretty sad. I've got to have this kid on the floor to have a chance to win tonight. You know, here's something we got substitute. We might see him play a little offense for defense. And that's not the case.
Checking in is Silas Miller, but Otot does not go out.
But they do go zone. So they'll try to protect him at the top of the zone, not let him down inside, battling the bigs.
Moss Central with three guys averaging double digits offensively. Hilbert leads the way with 13. Trent Thomas, 10. Evan Holberding about 10 points a game as well. Holberding dishes this one off. Now gets it back. Shoots a three up top. Squished it in. Evan Holberding with the triple. First three-point bucket by either team. Nice little give and go on the back-to-back passes. Holberding scored 6 of his 8 last night in the fourth quarter, including some big free throws. We're going to have an over-and-back turnover here on Marysville. Holberding has made 8 three-pointers on the year. That's the most for Nemaha Central.
They go back to man-to-man. They put Otot on free. We'll see if they takes advantage of it, takes him inside, tries to pick up number 3.
Got about 7 inches in height on Otot. Might go post up, huh?
Exactly.
Players sliding across the floor. And we got a traveling called against Nemaha Central. So turnovers both ways here early on as these teams try to feel each other out. Seems like they're definitely teams that meet every year in this tournament one way or another. They have a regular season game as well, but it's later this month that they play. Otot slipped down, lost it, but it was touched by Nemaha before it went out of play.
I was going to say, Coach Thomas, did somebody touch that? I'm not sure they did, but I don't think they did that one.
Doesn't matter because Marysville throws it out here by Coach Thomas in front of the Thunder bench. Another turnover, and the Thunder will have the ball. They lead 8-3. We've gone under the 5-minute mark here in the first quarter. Final game of the night at the Thunder Classic.
Hey, Swick put Otot on Cooper Kramer.
Got a deflection. Ball keeps the basketball. Holberding left wing, dribbles it back between the circles near the purple ends there at midcourt. Right by Rodinghouse, kick. Another three for Holberding in the corner. This one won't fall. Hit by Hilbert, free against the offensive board. Nemaha using that size to control the glass. Now foul will give the Thunder 2 free throws here for Evan Holberding. hit his first three, missed his second, but now going to get a couple free throws. That size advantage for the Thunder that you talked about is paying dividends already. Vogt picked up the foul for Marysville. Team fouls even at three. Marysville brings Connor Lee back in. Garrett Haverkamp, a 6'4 senior, will also check in. And Trent Thomas returns to the floor for Nemaha Central. I think I mentioned this last night, but about as light, as crowded as you'll ever see here
at Nemaha
Central.
Yeah, you know, if weather has part of that. Or
right, yep.
A little snow outside.
Holberding hit a boat.
He did.
Got 5 points, and Freeze got 5 points, and Nemaha leads 10-3. Couple fakes, and then a shot attempt no good for Marysville in the paint. Freeze got another rebound. Might be on his way to a big double-double tonight, the 6'8 junior.
Playing with a lot of confidence. Saw the first time against Holton and
Thomas
on 22.
Fourth foul in Marysville, and Trent Thomas will get two free throws. And you are right. It is number 22, Garrett Haverkamp, picking up the personal. Thomas to the foul line. 11 of 18, now 11 of 19 this season. About 60%, but he misses the first one. Berdin goes out for a breather, and Carter Height checks in, a 5'10 sophomore. Free throw good for T-squared. Thunder pushed the lead up to 8. They did not have a great first half against Hiawatha the other night.
Really suspect. You know, you talked earlier, they had a great first half against Holt, but Holt climbed back in it.
Yep. Missed three by Oates. Taught. Long skip pass to the left wing. Hike. He's a great defender. Certainly proven to be better at this point in his career on the football field as the star quarterback of Nemaha Central's undefeated state championship football team. And on the hardwood, they get it down to Hilbert. Maybe his first shot, but he missed it a little bit strong.
We came in thinking, hey, Hilbert's going to dominate this game, and got very few paint touches from him in the post. But Free has been the man so far tonight.
5 minutes gone by. Marysville has made no field goals in the first 5 minutes. They are 3-for-4 at the line, but down 11-3. Otot to the paint. Tough shot up and banked in over Carter Rottinghouse. Otot has all 5 points for Marysville. There's a field goal. Thomas catches it in the half court. A little shake and bake. Tough move to the baseline. The basket won't count. But it is foul number 5, so I think 2 free throws here. 5 fouls in the first quarter. Personal on Silas Miller. We'll give Trent Thomas 2 charity tosses. Made 1 of 2 a moment ago. Ten points per game. Misses this first free throw. Marysville more subs. Blake Spicer and Paxton Vogt check back in. Marysville showed some depth. They played a lot of guys last night.
They did. As does Nemaha. Nemaha Central plays, they go 9 deep last night.
Yep. Second free throw, Trent Thomas rattles home. He's got 2 points, 2 of 4 at the line, and the lead is 7 again, with 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. Otot in the backcourt to Spicer across the timeline now. The pass goes to Jordan Miller. A junior is in there for the first time. Spicer finds Miller. Fakes left, dribbles right. Now back to Otot on the left wing. He's tightly defended by Carter Rottinghouse. Otot trying to create good double team, but the Thunder will be whistled for a foul here. That's just their fourth. Marysville not going to get free throws yet. Personal number 1 on Carter Rottinghouse.
Now they had him in jail. They reached for the basketball and got caught with the hand in the cookie jar. Foul. Shooting free throws from here on out this quarter.
Oh, 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the opening frame. Otot to the basket, stops and pulls up, little floating shot good. Will Otot has all 7 points for Marysville. Just a junior. In fact, most of the top players in this tournament are non-seniors. kind of look at the rosters and think this tournament could be even better next year. Hilbert is called for the charge. And how about Otot taking that charge with two personal fouls? But he definitely got there and got set. Charge on Abe Hilbert is his first personal. Fouls even at five, but no free throws here on the player control. For Nemoth Central, Derek Wirtz, a 6'3 junior. We didn't see Wirtz last night, but he's out there. Otot, out to Spicer. Harder Hike drawing the assignment of defending Otot. Blair here on the near side. Back to Will. And at 25 to go in the opening quarter, Marysville's ball only down by five now. We stood kind of an early charge. Otot can't get loose at the elbow. Good movement by Marysville with and without the ball. But Nemoth defending well because they just on the perimeter.
Nice job, and they Hikes really. She's space guard, no Otot. Same thing we saw Jackson Heights do last night to him. And I think you got to really shade his right hand. He's very dominant with his right hand. Doesn't like the score going to his left, but he's got a great pull-up jump shot going to his right.
Definitely a shot clock possession here.
Yeah, don't lie. Be going off.
They might hold it for the final 90 seconds of this first quarter. There's a travel. Trying to shimmy a little pass down was Connor Lee and called for the walk. Turnover number three on Marysville. Leave Otot in. I thought maybe they were pulling him out for a rest with two fouls defensively here at the end of the first quarter.
But a lot of confidence in the young man that he's not going to pick up number three.
Bob may hold it now for the final 35 seconds. Nope, Thomas to the glass, rolls it up and missed a foul. This time we'll have two free throws for Marysville as it's foul number six against the Thunder. First personal foul here, charged to Derek Wirtz. Yeah, if you played about nine last night, they're even deeper tonight already. But, you know, second night after not having a lot of practices the last week or two.
You know, that's we always talk about during tournament week, you know, especially these back-to-back games. It's talk about an NBA schedule as well. You know, you a lot of – and there Otot comes out, they're going to give him – low 27, 26 to go. But how are you going to handle this in postseason? Because you know, at some point in time, you with a state tournament, you could play back-to-back. You could play three games in a row. We thought it was a good game to do it. And we would condition differently when we got this. If we knew we was going to be in the state tournament, have to play three nights in a row. There's a little more of a premium on conditioning those years as opposed to when you got that day off. But you're going to have a five-second count here. Almost.
I thought. Pretty good defense by Brian Siemens.
And charge. Oh, I didn't get it. Got a block.
Axton Vogt hit the deck really hard. Tried to take the charge there, but he's the one that's going to pick up the personal foul. That is his second. With 5 seconds to go, Nemoth's Derek Wirtz getting two free throws.
Well, offense for defense. Otot steps back on the floor with 5 seconds to go. Try to get his shot off.
Wirtz becomes the fourth different player to score for the Thunder here in this game. They push the lead back to five. No pending. Marysville's going to have to go quick. That free throw missed. Rebounded by Spicer. Otot's got it across half court with 2 seconds. He lets it fly off the glass.
Oh, that was a good looking shot.
Touch long by a couple inches, right? And after one quarter, it's Nemoth Central 13, Marysville 8. We'll take a timeout. Our first break in the action here in Game 3 tonight. Thunder lead the Bulldogs by 5. We're back in a minute on KNZA.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302. 3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Aging brings a variety of life changes, some welcome, some not. One change that is not a normal part of the aging process is depression or anxiety. Holton Community Hospital's Senior Life Solutions is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals typically 65 and older experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes that are often associated with aging. If you would like more information, education, or discuss support, please call 785-364-9610. 364-9610.
KNZA.
Welcome back. Justin Flip, John Holliday with you. Second quarter underway and a missed three-pointer by Marysville, as it's Seamoth Central leading this game 13-8 at the start of the second quarter. Drive by Carter Hike, up and under, missed the layup, got his own rebound though. Out to Evan Olberding, who just checked back in, and he banks in the triple. Olberding's got eight, that's his second three, and the bank is open.
Play tonight, that's customer service.
Travel. Marysville's got a handful of turnovers now in this game. He just brought three different guys onto the floor, so Scott Brown mixing it up. He's been to at least three, as I got three in my notes, state tournaments in his first 9 years as the head coach at Marysville. State runner-up a year ago. This year's team is 6-3 coming into tonight. Lost to Wamego and lost to Abilene in pretty close games. Here's Spree going up, missing that shot on the baseline. Thunder leads 16-8, though, after the triple a moment ago by Evans. Minute into the second quarter. Otat. For the first seven for Marysville, they only have eight at this point, and Otat just drew the foul and will head to the line to shoot two. Wonder how many free throws he averages a game.
I'm guessing. I'm going to say ten,
yeah.
So, somewhere in that vicinity. You know, he's at four already.
Coming up on five and six free throws attempted here in the half, and first one's no good.
You know, that one, he went to his left and came back to his right to get his shot off. And we talked coming up about how it's nice to see teams back-to-back and kind of have a great feel for what they want to do. And Marysville had a chance for an offensive rebound and flips out of their hands out of bounds.
So both missed free throws there by Otad. He's just 3-for-6 at the line, and the deficit for Marysville remains 8 points. Pressure by Marysville. Walking it into the half court is Carter Rottinghouse. Olberding, Free, Hilbert, and Cooper Kramer. Rottinghouse to Free in the near corner. It's a three for Free, but no good. Offensive board, Thunder keep it here on their half court. Big pass, taking a shot, a blocking foul is... Player hitting the deck for Marysville was Mason Rader trying to take a charge. He'll pick up his first personal and two free throws for Evan Olberding. So Nemaha at the line already has made 6 of 9. They got a couple more free throws here for Evan Olberding, which is good. 9 points for Evan Olberding. A couple triples. 3 of 3 at the line.
And I don't remember a lot about him from last night. Been ball handled basketball, but such a... Here you go, get Hilbert with a foul here.
Yeah, Olberding had 0 points at halftime. 2 points going into the fourth quarter. Then he hit a three, and then he hit three free throws in the final 30 seconds. So that was kind of his game last night. A lot of it late.
Picked up where he left off, I guess.
17-8. By the way, Abe Hilbert just picked up his second foul after that missed free throw, trying to get the rebound. Otak can't get off the shot. Spicer hands it back to Will. Otak now defended by Carter Rottinghouse. over to the left wing for a triple. That's good. Marysville finally gets a three, and it's Mason Rader knocking in their first trifecta. 17-11. Three up top, out to Roddy now. Marysville still man-to-man. A lot of different combinations of players. They only got a couple starters out there right now. And Roddy now just called for a double dribble with Otah defending him. Will picked up 2 fouls in less than the first 2 minutes of this game, but has continued to play. We got a timeout. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. It's the perfect timeout snack. Find your favorite flavor just west of Whiting at Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. We'll return in 30 seconds with Omaha Central leading Marysville 17-11 here on KMZA.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Faint in Holton, for a free insurance review.
KNZA.
Welcome back to Senegimimon Central High School. It's the Thunder Classic, day two, final game of the day, and an air ball three. Marysville gets the board, though. Spicer with an offensive rebound, kick out, triple Rader again. No, he made one, but that one wouldn't go, and Bree has the rebound. Thunder tried to push it ahead, but a bad pass. Too far up the court from one side to the other. That's tough to make. Meanwhile, Central turnover number four.
Patrick Mahomes can't make that pass. That's a through that traffic.
Hilbert on the deck. There's the Marysville turnover. Good steal. Well, let's hope Mahomes is on his A game Sunday afternoon in Buffalo. Going to need to be, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Good thing about Kansas City, they found a lot of different ways to win this year.
And a lot of them thanks to their defense.
Exactly.
And their kicker.
And who'd ever thought we'd say Kansas City's defense is winning the ball games?
And it's been since the Marty Schottenheimer days since we were saying that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
A three in the corner, Nemaha. Oh, fouled on the three. It didn't go for Evan Oberding, but he's going to get uno, dos, tres free throws.
And Carmel, for the record, told me to find my favorite from Schlegel's tax prep with popcorn, Carmel.
That seems pretty simple. You know, they have a lot of different flavors.
I've tried most of them.
Yeah. Good stuff. Oberding good on the first of three free throws. He's got 10 points now in the game. Thunder lead by 7. I'm kind of a Carmel fan myself. I mean, I don't. Some of them just get a little bit too sweet.
Yeah.
Not a sweet guy. Most people would agree with that.
Well, no comment.
Second free throw good. And here's the third for Evan Oberding, and he missed that one. So it's an 8-point advantage. Nemaha matching. Actually, they led by 9 at one point. 17-8 was their biggest lead. We're down to 4 minutes, 20 seconds left here in the first half. Foul or travel?
Foul on Free. That's going to be his second one.
Colby Free will join Abe Hilbert. So two big guys with 2 fouls each for the Thunder. Into the free throw line goes Blake Feister. We've had quite a few free throws today in these three games.
We have.
Free throw shooting was kind of the difference in our previous game as Holton beat Hiawatha 58-43. Holton was 19 of 27 from the line, including 8 of 10 in the fourth quarter. Hiawatha was only 7 of 17 from the line. So that's 70% for one team and a lot more attempted and about 40% for the other from the stripe. And we're going to get a substitution after the second free throw was good by Blake Spicer, his first 2 points of the game. I guess the first game we didn't have a ton of free throws, but that was about the only thing St. Mary's didn't do well against Jackson Heights. They were only 3 of 10 at the line. That team can shoot some triples. 8 today, 13 yesterday for the St. Mary's Bears. Oberding almost lost the handle. Marysville extending the defense. Otah out there guarding on the perimeters. We go under 4 minutes to play here in the first half.
You know, Otah's played a lot of minutes with 2 fouls, and Coach Thomas is leaving Free in the game with 2 fouls. And got Abe Hilbert on the bench with his two.
Do both these teams, especially Nemo, can be pretty patient at times. That's
yeah, they'll like a screen.
Those are tough calls, but I guess they just said that Wirtz didn't stay put, and he tried to kind of slide over as the defender passed by.
And again, the officiating crew is going to determine that. Coach Thomas is going to talk to him about it. He doesn't think that's a true statement. But looks like it ends peacefully.
Most of Coach Thomas's conversations end peacefully.
Yeah, they do.
He stays pretty calm. I mean, does his jacket ever even go off?
Not usually. I meant to comment on it last night. Him and Coach Smith both love an old school coat and tie, and almost a turnover.
Woo! Lob to Free.
Got it.
And he scores in traffic. Colby Free had 5 early ones for the Thunder. Now he's got 7, and the lead is up to 8. 3 minutes to go here in the second period. 21-13. Emile led 13-8 at the end of one quarter. Rodney now to second leg, getting to Otop for the steal. Otop backs his way in the lane. Skips it over to the far side. Nobody's home. That's another turnover. Number 7 on the Bulldog. Substitution brings Garrett Taverkamp in for Marysville. Thunder have Wirtz playing a lot of minutes after not playing at all last night. Thomas and Oberding and Free and Rodinghaus out there right now for Coach JT. I told you the first team to 40 would win this game, didn't I?
Yeah, you're. Ron Folk, old principal, always talked about it. He said first team to 50 would win, but I think we can back it down on this one. Nice pass.
Find Thomas underneath, kind of delayed and hesitated, and then it rolls around the rim and drops through. 4 points for Trent Thomason. It's a double-digit lead for Nemaha Central. Hey, look who's here. George Ebert's back in the house.
They said, where's he at?
He's over there on the front row.
They said he's in the hospitality room. After.
I thought they said he went to the hospital.
No, he did. I think he did go to the hospital.
Here's a steal. Oh, the layup missed in transition by Carter Rodinghaus, but a foul as Nemaha Central gets the rebound, and they're going to get 2 free throws here for Evan Oberding. So George Ebert was officiating our first game and went out kind of a scary moment, had to kind of catch his breath and thought maybe he just needed the hospitality room, but
he might have.
Good to see him back out here. He's okay. That was the first foul on Marysville's Connor Lee. First free throw was good for Evan Oberding, and here's one more coming after a couple substitutions. Under extend the lead to 11. Second free throw, no good. 4 fouls on the Thunder, so they don't really want to foul here. Up 11 with a minute 45 to go. Otot picks it up at the foul line. Back up top to Lee. Connor's in trouble without the dribble. He slings it over to Siemens. He's in trouble without the dribble. The timeout by Coach Scott Brown. Is that good defense?
It was good
bad
defense.
Execution on offense?
Yeah, a little bit of both. Nemaha's gone to their face guard, Otot. And Marysville doesn't know what to run right now. They don't know what they're going to do. You got Nemaha's running man-to-man and face guarding the Otot boy. And, you know, how are you going to counter that? You know, we always, if we got that, we got a box and run or some junk, which is kind of what this is we'd run out Otot off some screens baseline, and either try to pick up fouls, but you want to make it as hard for that defensive player to get through to your score as possible. And right now, he's just standing there and that particular case, Hyten just says, you're not getting the ball back. I'm just going to stand here and you're not going to move. So.
Timeout on the court. We'll keep it here. Brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. So we both like caramel, but have you tried the Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn chocolate caramel?
I have. But I'm not
chocolate
a huge chocolate
drizzle
fan.
Caramel, I think it
I'm
is.
I'm not a huge chocolate fan.
I'm not either. I told you I don't like sweet, but the chocolate drizzle caramel?
I'm going to try it. I'll hit him up. Get my taxes done. My big refund. Go from there. You know, talk about George Ebert. You know, this Friday he had to come talk to us. He said he wouldn't do it, but his daughter gave him a flew over, 30-some football fields he'd officiated at his career. And
all the
he said it was absolutely a phenomenal night for him, and very appreciative of what his daughter did for him.
Yeah, that was pretty cool late in the football season there. I mean, how many years has he officiated?
About 99, I think.
That was one.
That old trap.
He must have played great defense. Look at that hustle.
Got him right in jail. Don't foul him.
Well, they fouled him.
They did.
Scrappy, aggressive.
Yeah.
Emo was, man, right there. Put double teams and good help defense. And now Marysville's going to get Will Otot with two free throws. Otot has 7 points. 3 for 6 at the line. Now 4 for 7. Nobody from Marysville has more than 3 points, except Otot's 8. Yeah, Marysville's got 14, and we're almost to halftime. They only scored how many points in the second half against Jackson Heights? 11?
Yeah, it wasn't very many.
Did this free throw in an over-the-back foul on Marysville, or was it just out of bounds?
Just out of bounds.
Okay.
Just out of bounds. No, it was foul, 14.
So we're going to go shoot two free throws?
Definitely. Not only 3 fouls on them.
Yeah.
So
second personal on Blake Spicer. Spicer joins Otot with 2 personals. Otot stays on the court defensively here for Marysville with 1:13 to go in the first half. 10-point game, 24-14. Trent Thomas.
Got it.
Drives and finishes. Having a little more success tonight than he did last night. That was after the start in which he had an early turnover and a charge.
Yeah, Coach Thomas wasn't happy with him, so he came out very, very quickly.
Stevens fakes the three. Otot's calling for a screen to be set. Goes the opposite way. At the elbow, the defense leaves him. He shoots. He misses. Rebound Roddy now. 35 seconds left. And the Thunder are going to hold the horses here and play for one shot. Seconds here in Marysville's man-to-man. The Bulldogs have no fouls to give. They're at 4 fouls, so a foul would mean 2 free throws.
But had a turnover.
12
overs in.
Thunder looked like going to be up at least a dozen at the break. 5 seconds left. Over to Hike. Hike baseline. Got fouled with 0.4 seconds to go. It'll be Carter Hike at the line to shoot two. And that's the third foul. Blake Spicer got 2 late ones here in this first half. So perfect. First point for the old Class 2A state quarterback.
Going to have a Brian presentation for him in a couple years as well.
I thought you were going to say a shrine built for him here outside.
Well,
the high school. If they win 2 more undefeated titles and them a quarterback.
Coach Classic's going to lead fundraising if that's the case. So.
Get a statue built. Halftime, 28-14. The score is doubled up. We're not playing football, but you wouldn't tell from the scoreboard. It's Nemaw Central 28, Marysville 14. We are at halftime at our Highland Community College here on Kansas Land Radio.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome into the Highland Community College halftime show. Our score is Nemaw Central 28 and Marysville 14. The Thunder never really trailing here in this one. Jumped out and have been able to maintain a lead up 13-8 at the end of one quarter. A 15-6 second quarter was even better, and it got the Bulldogs doubled up here at halftime. We had 30 free throws attempted in the first half. 18 by Nemaw Central, and they made 12 of them. Marysville attempted 12 free throws, and they made 7. Oh, by the way, Nemaw Central making as many free throws as their opponent shot.
There you go.
I've heard that somewhere earlier tonight, I believe. Three-pointers, 2 for the Thunder, just 1 three-pointer for Marysville. They kind of struggled just shooting the ball overall in the first half. They also had 7 turnovers. Nemaw Central only had 4 first-half turnovers. And the Thunder lead by 14. What's the biggest differences in your eyes, Mr. John Holliday?
Well, the job that, you know, Nemaw Central's done defensively has been fantastic. The O-Todd has really had to work for everything. He's got 4 of his 8 points from the free throw line. Did a great job on the boards, not getting a lot of second, third opportunities for Marysville. And, but it wasn't, you know, we're not seeing the paint presence for Nemaw we saw last night. He's got a lot of, Evan Olberding. Has had a great first half. You know, we had Brent Thomas, that 6 points. And, you know, we have, if you'd have told me, hey, Hilbert wasn't going to score. And Freeze got what? He's got 7.
Yep.
He had pretty good first quarter, especially. But if you'd have told me those 2 were going to have 7, you thought we might have had a ball game going on. But great job defensively by Nemaw. You see Coach Thomas switch the defenses quite a bit. He got a little gimmick defense with the face guard to go Votok. You saw him jump in the trap. They ended up with a foul call, but you know, jumping the trap really caused him some problems. And I think you're going to see it. But we've also seen Nemaw with the tail of 2 halves. They played great one half and poorly the second half. And see if Coach Thomas can get the magic and keep playing for 32 minutes instead of just 16.
You mentioned Dave Hilbert, no points. He does have 2 fouls. Derek Wirtz and Colby Free each have 2 personal fouls as well. For Marysville, Will Otah got 2 fouls in the first 2 minutes, but he hasn't had one since, so he's really played smart. The coach trusted him and left him in there. Blake Spicer has 3 fouls for Marysville. Paxton Vogt has 2 personals as well. The scoring, 12 for Evan Olberding, 7 for Colby Free, 6 for Trent Thomas, 2 for Carter Hike. 2 free throws there at the end of the half, and Derek Wirtz has 1. For Marysville, Will Otah has 8 points. A 3 for Mason Rader, 2 free throws for Blake Spicer, and 1 free throw for Bryant Siemens as Marysville made 3 shots, 3 field goals.
Not very many.
In the first half, 2 by Otah and the 1-3 by Mason Rader, but only making 3 field goals. And we talked about Marysville. I mean, they started 0-4. They have lost 3 of their last 4 coming into this tournament. And got on track against Jackson Heights last night. But you're right. If Otah's not scoring and able to create, I mean, Scott Brown plays a lot of guys, but at least in the 2 games we've seen, there's not another real consistent scorer or go-to guy that they can kind of lean on when the offense is struggling and Otah's taken away.
You know, that's the thing we've seen. You know, we talked about, we've seen some great scores in this tournament already, but, you know, and Otah's one of them. He's a kid that can fill it up and really score the basketball, but He's also a kid that if you can face guard him like Niemhaus doing, take his right hand away from him, he really doesn't have a lot of other options as far as his help when he penetrate and kick to somebody at the three-point line that you're seeing with Niemhaus Central, who has, you know, they have the ability to hit a three-pointer out the top of the key, or the hurlers when he can penetrate and kick to the kid, Seaman kid 23 from St. Mary's. That it's just going to be one of those, you know, if Marysville going to come out and establish themselves early, it's going to be a long second half for them, and we're going to see Niemhaus and St. Mary's in the finals on Saturday.
Our stats here at halftime brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Service in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Again, our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We owe you another timeout. Our halftime score is Niemhaus Central 28, Marysville 14. We're back in a few minutes. Final half of basketball on this Thursday at the 10th annual Thunder Classic, live on KNZA.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
At Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online hineandtruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back to studio engineer Seth Tollefson. Justin Fluke, John Holliday with you here on KNZA. Seth Tollefson, what a man. He's there at 5 a.m. every morning, signing on, doing the morning show. He's supposed to get out of there tonight, not be stuck running our game, but part-time help ended up in the ditch, I guess, on the way to work. And so Seth's staying there and keeping us on the air. We appreciate that. Hope everybody is safely headed home. And not too much snow, but it doesn't take much sometimes. We got enough of it already, right?
You got snow on top of snow. It doesn't take much at all. So does Seth have a – yeah, just – put a bed in.
We need to just like add on a little bedroom
something.
And bathroom. Yeah, yeah. Make him a little studio apartment there at the station. But he's got six kids at home he's got to go take care of. So, all right, second half underway.
All the more reason to stay at the studio, right?
By the way, Seth said his favorite flavor of Schlegel's popcorn is cheddar.
There we go.
Chiming into the conversation is third quarter underway. Iman with the basketball. There's Hilbert with the shot. Still can't buy a basket. Hilbert hasn't scored, but the Thunder lead by 14. Marysville on the road. Blacks will move from right to left on your radio dial here in the second half. Otot with most of the scoring. He kicks it out. Three ball. Spicer, no. Marysville made just one three-pointer in that first half. There's a missed wild reverse layup shot.
That's a flail.
Marysville against Jackson Heights yesterday just made four three-pointers, and three of them were by Otot. So, I feel like that's always been a little bit of the M.O. for Marysville. They've always had several three-point shooters. Maybe not quite so this year. A couple days have been a little cold anyway from the perimeter. Here's a three try again. That's short. So two missed threes. This one by Mason Rader, who hit the only three in the first half for Marysville, but still empty and still down 14. And a half to go. We're in the third quarter. Trying to get it to Hilbert. The Thunder making a conscious effort to try to pound it in against some paint touches with the big guy, Hilbert. Hilbert has not scored after putting up 8 against Tiawatha last night.
Flash picks up his fourth. Oh, it's just three? Thought that was his fourth. Anyway,
he goes out.
So, I mean, think about a big guy. If you run the floor like he did, you got a chance, and they had to post it up and pick up the foul call. And here goes Free going to the rim.
Let's not wait for the steal and missed. Kick it over to Thomas. The tray on the left wing is good. Thomas having a good game. He's got 9 points. The Thunder have made three threes in this game and added their biggest lead now, 17-point margin. They have a good 3-4 minute stretch here. They can put this game away, right?
Absolutely.
Three-pointer missed by Siemens, and that's all Marysville's done, has come out and missed three threes to begin the second half. 31-14 Thunder. Marysville's gone deeper down their bench. I don't even have these guys on my roster. Is that Rhett Wurtenberger out there for the first time, a junior?
Bray got a nice drop the dime. Got my little post-post screen, got him on the block, and great pass for an easy layup.
Colby Free now with 9 points, joining Trent Thomas with 9 and Everton Olberding with 12 for Nemaw Central. Got a foul on the Thunder, and it's just first personal on Evan Olberding. 5:34 to go, third quarter. Otop to inbound underneath the zone, Marysville basket. Bounce pass on the deck. Players diving down, getting a jump ball, and possession there will keep it with the Bulldogs. Thomas, Hilbert, Free, Olberding, and Kramer, the starting five out there for Coach Thomas and the Thunder. Here's a little back to the bench. Connor Lee checks in, a sophomore. Think right now, Coach Scott Brown just throwing in guys, trying to find somebody that can make a shot.
Looking for somebody. Somebody to
some kind of a
little high ball screen action. Try to get over top. Oh, they left him. Oh, there comes Hilbert with the block.
Good help defense by Abe Hilbert getting the rejection. Get past Free. Hilbert's wide open. Otot had slipped down. Otot recovers and blocks the shot of Hilbert. Otot got some hop.
He did. He got up.
Otot kicks this one out. Another three ball at Siemens, and it's still no good. Thomas has Hilbert. Finds it. Left side. Layup. It's good. Hilbert's in the scorebook, and the Thunder lead by 21 points. Thanks to a 7-0 outburst here to begin the second half. Otot slips down. Boy, he looks exhausted, doesn't he?
He does.
Getting foul, guarding Otot. Evan Olberding just picked up his second. Kelly Williams, Nemaw's assistant coach, says he keeps giving you the flails. Just take it.
Yeah.
Brown's chirping at the official here as well.
So get him again.
Foul against Olberding. Three quick ones on Evan Olberding all here in the third quarter. I didn't know Braymo was even watching the play. I thought he was still talking to the Marysville coach.
He was whistling his mouth.
officials multitasking here, saying.
Sure appreciate what, you know, these officials do. And he's also a league, area supervisor for Keisha.
Another missed three-pointer by Siemens of Marysville, and an over-the-back foul on the Bulldogs. Pretty sure that's 0 for 5 now in this third quarter for Marysville behind the half moon.
Have they shot a two-point shot yet? Oops.
I don't know.
Recall.
Maybe one?
Haven't been much inside the arc for Marysville.
Wurtenberger out, Connor Lee in. Pretty sure Marysville's played, all but two guys. I think they've had 10 they've played here in this game. Thunder on a 7-0 second half run. Thomas, missed a layup. Good drive. Couldn't finish. Then frustrated. He fouled the Marysville rebounder. Trent Thomas pick it up at second. Whenever a dead ball, Marysville doesn't sub. Somebody. Spicer comes in and Jordan Miller comes in. Is that what's making this game take forever?
I'm all for it. I love substitute. I always thought we should substitute like hockey does. Just support the board, just keep playing, you know.
On the fly.
It does. We've also had a lot of free throws.
We're going to
shoot more.
Yep. Willow Todd drawing contact in the lane. He'll go to the line where he's made 4 of 8. Second personal on Carter Roddy now, so fouls adding up for Nephi. That's 5 of them already this third quarter against Marysville, against Nemox. Thought missed it.
Left short. Body language says he's tired.
Something.
Short free throw tells me he's tired.
Missed both of them. The Bulldogs have still not scored in this second half. Over half of the period has expired. Probably can put this game away with a couple baskets.
Double weave action.
Well, played St. Mary's in the second game of this season, and for as good as St. Mary's has looked, keep in mind the Thunder only lost to St. Mary's by a couple points. Trent Thomas again getting to the basket and scoring.
Got a nice bucket, got it in. Ran a little dribble weave, had a high ball screen on occasion, and found Thomas on the block. He just muscled his way to the rim. Nice play by Marysville.
2-point basket. And Marysville timeout. Bucket by Blake Spicer, who's got 4 points now, and we got a timeout. Sent it by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, but it's 37-6. Nemoff Central scored the first 9 points of this third quarter to increase the lead to 23 points. We'll be back. This is a 30-second timeout here on the Sports Radio Network.
January is National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holiday, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of 3 people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
KNZA.
Offense.
Charge foul. Trent Thomas of Nemoth Central just got a bloody nose, but yet they called him for the charge foul. And he's like, got an elbow to the nose, but you called me for the charge. Thomas has to check out. That's his third foul, by the way. So Marysville finally getting a bucket here in the second half after a nearly 5-minute drought. They called a timeout, and then Nemoth called for the charge.
I think it's the right call. I think he just threw himself into him and got
No idea.
I don't know what was going on, but
he's at number 59. We can find his make this game go a little bit longer. Get out.
And get all the commercials in.
I think we're done with that.
Really?
That's right. You
play ball?
Go to bed, yeah. First one, it's done for that. Lob into Otak, kick over to the corner. Three ball, Spicer, no. Rebound works. So still a 21-point lead for Nemaw Central. We're under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Still a 9-2 run in the second half. Rope hooks it out of bounds. No, substitute again here on the dead ball. Hilbert going to trigger it in. Oberdink, Roddinghaus, Kramer, and Wirtz. Tried to get it to Hilbert, but Marysville steals it away. Good defense there by Blake Spicer. Nemaw only has 6 turnovers in the game.
2.5 to go. I was going to say, that's a good sign if you're Coach Thomas.
Otak fouled. Otak to the line to shoot 2. Well, yeah, the good thing is Otak's pretty good at getting to the foul lines. He hasn't been that great at making free throws.
Struggling. Struggling from the line tonight.
4 of 10. Even last night against Jackson Heights was only 5 for 10.
Got that one.
Point number 9. Otak has 9 of the 17. For Marysville, they're down 20. A little more competitive game. Bonds played pretty well. Otak hits the both.
Yes,
and
they
it
have.
Hasn't been because of the big guys dominating inside.
No, I was saying it's kind of a shock. The Hilbert's got 2. Bree's got 2 this second half. 9 total.
Marysville coming full court man-to-man pressure, looking to trap here as the ball gets into the half court, and another blocking foul. Oof. This one on Marysville's Paxton Vogt. That's his 3rd personal. Marysville stays man-to-man.
Brown's wanting to really get up and be physical. Fight, scratch, claw, see if they can get back in this thing.
Kramer driving
nice pass
to Hilbert, who finishes. Help defense went there, collapsed, left Hilbert wide open, and a good find by Kramer.
A sweet pass by Kramer.
Big 3 driving.
That was blocked.
Ben's going to get 2 free throws. Foul trouble for Nemaw Central now. That's 9 fouls in this third quarter. That's number 4 on Evan Oberding, am I right?
It is.
4 fouls on Ma's leading scorer here tonight. That'll bring Trent Thomas back into the game, who's got 3 fouls.
And his first bucket? First point, Stevens?
He was 1 for 2 at the line in the first half, so now he's 2 for 3. But 4-inch. Both. And Marysville timeout. 39-20 is our score. 1:47 left. We're in the third quarter. A little later basketball going on here tonight. Still a stanza remaining from the Thunder Classic in Seneca. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Marysville keep it up with the pressure, and they get a steal. And a 3 by Otak. No. Rebound by Nemaw Central. Well, Marysville's found some energy somewhere somehow.
They're going to fight, scratch, and claw and see if they can make something happen.
Down 19 in the bowl.
Still down 19. It'll got a long road to hoe.
The reaching foul on Marysville. It's on Simmons, and that is his first personal. Fourth team foul on Marysville, the 9 on Nemo. Full court pressure, though, for Marysville. Kind of picking up their energy and aggressiveness.
You know, they got a charge on,
yep,
on Thomas. 2-3 possessions ago.
Bob into free over Otot. He missed it short. Otot drawing the foul, heading to the line to shoot 2. I told you we had 30 total free throws at halftime, right?
Yep. Well, we got this half.
I mean, we're going to be well over 50 here pretty quick. Otot has that one go in and out. Otot at the line.
You know,
attempted 14 free throws already. Makes the second of 2. He's got 11 points. He's made 7 of 14 free throws and a couple two-point baskets. But Marysville still down 8.
Just surprises you that that good a shooter has trouble shooting at the line.
What am I missing here? Like, Nemo inbounds the ball. Marysville quickly goes and fouls, and we walk to the other end for 2 free throws. Like, what am I missing?
You're missing a good basketball game because it's ugly right now.
That's foul number 4 on Blake Spicer of Marysville. I mean, I feel like it's the last 30 seconds of the game,
yeah,
and we're trying
exactly
to foul to put him at the line to catch up or something. I mean, get playing aggressive. I want to try to do it without
a
foul.
Well, I was going to say, why? Play for the steal.
Shooting
throws for Thomas.
He's got 13, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Trent Thomas with 13 points now to lead. That's a game high. 41-21. Thunder by 20. Charge. Moby free. Pretty good defense there against Paxton Vogt. And he just picked up his 4th personal. I think Marysville goes 10-11 deep because they're going to need all those guys the rate we're going here. 1 minute, 3 seconds left in the 3rd quarter.
You know, who haven't seen the second half is Pike. Haven't?
Yeah, no, he normally just comes in and plays really good defense for stretches.
Yeah.
The opponent's best player. Emaw's been trying to hold the ball here and keep the clock rolling, but Marysville keeps fouling him.
Dirt charge.
Yep. I don't know why you're forcing it.
I don't have a clue.
Wirtz picked up his 3rd foul.
Lots of energy being expended and not much getting accomplished. There's Mr. Hutch.
Wirtz goes out with his 3 fouls. Marysville ball. No pressure by Nemos to draw her down to about 30 seconds left here in the 3rd quarter. In the corner of 3 here for Marysville, Raider missed it. Rebound. Good job by Cooper Kramer. Can the Thunder hold for 1 here? Up by 20 at the end of the 3rd quarter.
Well, they ought to. I'd hate to draw this thing out another 5 minutes in the 3rd quarter by fouls, but see.
Kramer nearly lost the handle. Now he throws it away. Through the hands of Free in a turnover. The 8, 3
back
seconds left. Yep, now they get it back. Is that a foul? We're going to get 2 free throws here with no time on the clock? No, they have the Jerry Odom 3-point shooting contest in this tournament, but we're about to break out the Knights of Columbus free throw shooting competition here, too.
And I can put time back on the clock.
1 second.
1.8.
Carter Roddinghouse has not scored tonight. He's not attempted any free throws. He's the one that's going to get a couple. Foul on Jordan Miller. Put 1.8. Yeah. Doing no good. Ball was 12 of 18. the free throw line in the first half. Marysville is just 7 of 12. Both free throws missed, and that's the end of the third quarter. So a one-minute break with one quarter to go. Nemoth Central led by 14 at half, and now they're up by 20. It's the Thunder, 41 points. The Bulldogs, 21 points here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back with studio engineer Seth Tollison, Justin Fluke, John Holliday with you here on KNZA. Final game of the day. St. Mary's beat Jackson Heights. Colton defeated Hiawatha. Now, Nemoth Central up by 20 over Marysville as we begin quarter number four. And this is where it's kind of nice that the fouls reset at the end.
Yeah, you're right. We'd shoot more free throws.
We'd have double bonus starting the fourth for sure.
Marysville comes out of 2-3 zone.
They're going to need something to flip here real quick to get back and have a chance.
Yeah, we've already run 20 seconds off the clock without a foul, so.
Second half record. Trent Thomas, Carter Roddy now. Pike's still out there along with Free and Kramer. Abe Hilbert, been quiet tonight. He's on the bench to begin the fourth quarter. He's got a couple fouls. He got a foul here on Marysville. Marysville has four fouls on Blake Spicer, four fouls on Paxton Boyd. Otot still just has two. Nemoth still got four on Olberding, three on Thomas, three on Wirtz. A couple other players with two fouls each. So there's just the third called on Mason Rader of Marysville. Central led by 5 at the end of the quarter, up 14 at halftime, stretching the lead to 20 there in the third quarter.
Marysville gets out of the zone, goes man-to-man, because Nemoth is going to play ring around the rosy, and they're going to try to extend and make something happen.
Nice pass. Carter Hike wide open, an easy bank shot. First bucket for Carter Hike. Well, Thunder were the first to 40 points. I think they're in good shape today.
Yeah, they are.
Don't know if Marysville will get to 40 or not. There's a triple they hit. That'll help in the corner. Mason Rader knocks down the three. Just the second made three-point basket by Marysville in this game. They're like 2-for-15 or something from three-point land. Thomas in the lane, almost traveled, but got the shot up and made it.
He got never, never land and threw it up, got the bucket.
Wasn't real pretty, but Trent Thomas now with 15 points. And the Thunder back up 21, and Marysville turned it over.
You know, they don't put whether it's pretty or not pretty in the scorebook. They put down whether you make it or you don't make it.
Kind of like the win and the
like
loss.
Kind of like the win, an ugly win, or an ugly loss, a pretty loss, a pretty ugly loss. Yeah, it don't matter. W's and L's.
Now full court man-to-man pressure by Marysville. They got fouls to give here in the fourth. Down 21. Thomas, little stop and go. Otop hooks it away from behind. They're going to call him for a foul on the arm. And after two fouls in the first 2 minutes of this game, Will Otop finally just picked up his third. So he's played really good defense without fouling.
Yes. And that, you know, he's a handy kid. I mean, he's high basketball IQ, understands what's going on.
I get tired watching Will Otop play. I can't imagine how he feels at the end of the night.
Especially back-to-back nights.
Kramer drives, dishes to Free, back near half court to Thomas. We've ran a couple minutes off the clock here in the fourth quarter. You're by 21.
energy does Marysville have left? None. Kramer shoots left of the lane. Missed it off the back iron. Oh, top boards, 5.5 minutes remaining. 45-24. Thunder in control, looking for win number 6 on the season. The date with St. Mary's, a rematch. Here's another 3. Good for Marysville. First points of the night for Connor Lee. So they've hit a couple from deep, but still down by 18. Marysville, 6-3 coming into this game here tonight. After their state runner-up finish, losing only to the champ Heston last year in Hutchinson Sports Arena. Thomas again gets penetration and pulls up and hits it in the lane. Soft little touch when he can get into the paint.
Good statement.
Thomas has 17 points. 10-9. And remember how he started this game?
Yeah.
Another 3 for Marysville. This one no good by Raider. He got a foul. In the first 30 seconds of this game, Trent Thomas threw the ball out of bounds for a turnover, came down on the next possession and picked up a charging foul. John Thomas pulled him out of the game less than 30 seconds in, and look how the kids responded to score a game-high 17 here tonight.
Number one, that tells you what kind of kid he is, man. Adversity didn't bother him. It made him better. And, you know, Coach Thomas pushed the right buttons by getting him on the bench and said, you know, we're not going to accept that here at Nemaw Central. We're going to play good basketball. And that kid has done it, except for the first 2 minutes of the game.
Well, again, trying to take a little air out of the basketball, up 20. We're down to almost the four-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Been able to control the ball and play a little keep away. Read it out. Marysville in their man-to-man. Not just fouling. And, again, not a whole lot of fuel left in the tank, it doesn't appear. Go under 4 minutes to play. 47-27 NC. Ike doing a lot of dribbling. Now back out to Thomas. Ooh, high pass, but Hilbert reels it in. He shot it. He scored and count the basket. Oh, no, they called a charge.
They did.
Oh, this official set a block, but the one underneath called a charge on Abe Hilbert. His third foul, but it's been kind of a frustrating night for Big Abe.
Well, I was watching that, and I didn't see the charge call, and I saw Coach Brown clapping. I go, oh, that's what I missed something, and I did.
Still 47-27. And a near steal by Nemaha. Now Connor Lee gets it up top to Mason Raider. Over to Miller. Now 3 by Wurtenberger's blocked by Colby Free into the basketball. Hike beats everybody. Up the court. Layup. Oh, he missed it, but got fouled from behind. Not the first time we've seen Carter Hike running open to the other end of the field court. 2 free throws here for Carter Hike. Where did his brother go? He's playing football somewhere, right? Cooper went somewhere. Graduated a year ago from the running back to that. A couple thousand yards. I'm trying to remember where he ended up. Foul on Jordan Miller. First free throw missed by Hike. His second free throw is perfect. 5 for Carter off the bench tonight. Three-point shot by Miller off the mark. Free with the board. Colby had a great first quarter tonight. Nemaw looks pretty tired right now.
Yeah,
Colby
do.
Free looks exhausted.
He'll be glad they don't have to play.
No.
3-3.
Lots of teams doing it. Sabetha's playing 3 games in 3 days at Burlington Royal Valley. Always plays 3 games in 3 days. Their home Panther Classic today, tomorrow, and Saturday at Hoyt. Oskaloosa tournament's similar to this one. They played last night and then Friday and Saturday. So the Oski Boys tournament had no games today. They got 4 games tomorrow and on Saturday as well. Put the line for 2 and can't get it. Got to bounce off the Thunder. Lead by 21 with 3 minutes to go. 5 fouls against Marysville. Just 1 on Nemaw Central here in this fourth quarter. So, looks like, Saturday's all set. We're going to have Hiawatha against Jackson Heights in the consolation game.
Fulton will play Marysville in the third place game. And then the championship will be Nemaw Central, the host, against St. Mary. Those games are at 10 for Jackson Itiawatha, 11:30 Saturday morning for Holton and Marysville, and then 1 o'clock for St. Mary's and Nemaw Central. I say those teams and times just in case there's coaches or anyone listening that aren't quite sure, you know, what time they play Saturday. Abe Hilbert at the line. Good on free show number one. That's point number five for Abe Hilbert tonight. All in the second half. It's his first free throw attempt as well.
Both coaches emptying the benches. No top set down a minute or so ago. And play it out.
Hilbert's second free throw is perfect, and it's a 23-point Nemaha Central lead over Marysville. to 27. 2:20 to go. Marysville loses the ball out of bounds. They have them for 11 turnovers tonight. You know, that's one thing that I can say positively about all six teams in this tournament is we've not seen a whole lot of sloppy basketball. I mean, each team has maybe had a little stretch or so at times, but I don't think there's been any team that's had, like, multiple games of, like, 15 or more turnovers.
Yeah, it's been good basketball. We've had six good ball games and six competitive games, and coaches are emptying their bench.
We'll pick a Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha player to bank on during our Be Outdoors Real Estate post game coming up. Be Outdoors, whether you're buying or selling. Trust Be Outdoors Real Estate, the name to know for residential, agricultural, or commercial real estate. 50-27. Key points for Nemaw Central's. Pretty good number the way this season has kind of gone. They're not as prolific as a scoring team. You know, this is a pretty inexperienced squad. I mean, when you lose, like, the Beck brothers that played here for, like, 8 years, you know.
I was going to say, they got a COVID year. They got a red shirt year. They got a medical red shirt year.
That's how it is in college nowadays, for sure.
Get transferred once or twice.
But did they get any NIL money?
That we don't know.
We got all the deepest bench players out there for both teams right now. Shot by Nemaha missed. Fight for the rebound. Works. Two free throws on the Marysville foul. With under 2 minutes to go. Everybody getting a chance here in this one. Works. 1-for-2 at the line so far this evening. That one. Oops, 50 free throw total here. Both misses by Works. Marysville with the board.
A lot of free throws. This new rule was supposed to curtail free throws, was it not?
I mean,
can't go faster?
Yeah, so they say. Remember the first couple games of the season we did, we had a lot of fouls, and we were, like, questioning that new rule. It's gotten a little bit better, I think. Depends on the style of play. The officiating, of course, a little bit. But Bob turns it over. Ball led by 20 coming into this fourth quarter. They're up by 23. Three-point shot missed by Marysville's Silas Miller.
Well, Northeast Kansas has some good officials in there. You know, a lot of guys that work state tournaments, et cetera, but they, year in, year out, call a very tight game. They call the game probably the way it's meant to be played. And then you go south. when we used to go to Baser, it was a kind of a no blood, no foul. Had to adjust to that style of officiating when you went that direction.
Yeah, it's kind of like Tongi is. I mean, the more you get to the bigger cities, right?
Something yeah.
Like that. Got Wirtz over the back here. Foul number two on Mary's, Nemaus Central, so no free throws for Marysville. I think we got one final break. Seth will finish up our commercials, and we'll wrap up the broadcast. And tomorrow on 92.1 KMZA, we have a quadruple header. So we've been doing three games last night and tonight, Coach. But
we're amateurs, aren't we?
Four games tomorrow on 92.1. Four semifinal games from the CBL tournament in Onega. Two girls, two boys tomorrow. Starting at about 1:30, I think, tomorrow. Of course, Jake and Boz are back on the scoreboard show tomorrow night. That'll be a fun time, as always. Final 9 seconds now of this game. Nemaus Central will be 6-3, and Marysville will have a record of 6-4. These two teams play again. Regular season non-league game here. Five seconds to go. Nemaus will inbound and hold it, and that's going to be it. Final score, Nemaus Central 50, Marysville 27. Our post game is coming up here from the Thunder Classic in Seneca.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
You're fine.
Games are final on day number two here at the Thunder Classic in Seneca. Welcome back, Justin Plutka on holiday with you one final time. Today the three scores had St. Mary's defeating Jackson Heights 50-18. It was Holton over Hiawatha 58-43. And in this game, Marysville falls to Nemaus Central. The Thunder win 50-27. Nemaus Central basically led from opening tip to the final whistle. They had its score doubled up 28-14 at halftime and kept it about 20 there throughout the entire second half. Nemaus Central's sixth win of the year. They're 6-3. Marysville now 6-4. We did get to 52 free throws in this game. Marysville just 12 out of 22. Nemaus Central made 17 out of 30 free throws attempted by the Thunder here tonight. Both teams hit three threes. Marysville had 13 turnovers. Nemaus Central with 10. Yeah, that's kind of the stats besides the final individual numbers, which we'll give you. They're brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. See member firms Holton Tax Service in Holton with Mike Danking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Final scoring for Marysville: Will Otot with 11, Mason Raider 6, Blake Spicer 4, Grant Siemens and Connor Lee each had 3. For Nemaus Central, Trent Thomas finished with 17. Evan Olberding had 12. All those came in the first half for Evan Olberding. Also got 6 from Abe Hilbert, 5 for Carter Hike. Colby Free had 9. Derek Wirtz had 1. Coach, final thoughts, and we need a Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on as well.
Well, I think, you know, it wasn't the game we thought it was going to be. We kind of had this idea that Nemaus was going to pound in the paint. Didn't think Marysville match up. I thought Marysville's post defense was pretty much phenomenal the whole night. But the thing that good teams do, and this is what Nemaus Central did, was they find other ways to beat you. And, you know, a kid had 5 points last night, has a bunch tonight. And you know, just one of those things when you find different ways and different avenues in which to score, take what they give you. Nemaus had the perimeter game tonight, hit some threes, got some points in transition, and really, you know, the defense was great. Defense for Nemaus Central from start to finish. And, you know, it's a completed game. You know, this is my third game that I've seen them play, and they played 32 minutes of good basketball tonight and really extended. And, you know, even when Marysville tried to make a run and into the third, start of the fourth, Nemaus went toe-to-toe with them and then extended again. So kudos to Nemaus Central, and good luck to them this weekend. But it's one of those, you know, you're going to see this team has gotten a lot better from the start of the year as they continue on through the year, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with when you get to sub-state.
What about our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company player to bank on?
I think, you know, I think Trent Thomas is my yeah. main man, and Colin Olberding had a great – or Evan Olberding had a great game as well. But Trent Thomas was from start to finish, scored throughout the game, solid ball handling, passing, got in the paint, scored, did a lot of great things for this Nemaus Central Thunder team.
With Trent Thomas, our player to bank on, here is Nemaus Central wins at 50-27. Again, as we close the broadcast, we remind you the 3 games on Saturday starting at 10 a.m., consolation game between Hiawatha and Jackson Heights. Third place game at 11:30 Saturday morning will be Holton against Marysville, and the championship will be Nemaus Central and St. Mary's at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Not too many years Nemaus Central's not been in the championship game, it seems like, of this home tournament for the Thunder. Nemaus Central, Holton, and St. Mary's, the victorious teams here tonight. That'll wrap it up. Big thanks to Seth Tollefson, our studio engineer, working extra late, and there at 5 o'clock this morning. We'll be back at the station at 5 o'clock again tomorrow morning. We hope everybody's safe on the roads. And for John Holliday, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. Good night, everybody.